Well, Randy, we're talking about your book called Heaven for Kids. Many people know that you wrote the big book on heaven, literally the big book on heaven.
That's right.
The book on heaven for kids, let me ask you, what do you think is the most common thing kids misunderstand about heaven?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that kids often think of heaven as this completely foreign place, and a place that isn't fun, a place that is just totally solemn, or maybe it's all singing and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And to them, it's like, well, they want to get outside and go and do things and enjoy relationships and hang out with each other, and all of that. And you know, we do as adults as well. We want to do meaningful things and even earthly things, not worldly in like a negative spiritual sense, but God made us to live on this planet. Mm-hmm. And so when kids start thinking about heaven as this place where we won't enjoy the things we enjoy here and now, then they don't want that. They like the world they live in, except they don't like the bad parts, of course. Sin and curse and death and suffering, and maybe their pet has died, or you know, whatever it is. And they don't want that, but no. They do want all the good things that bring them joy in the world. And so I think what we have to do is say, hey, exactly what you're saying is what God promises. A world, a new earth, and you'll have a new body that will never be sick, and you'll live in a new earth where there'll be no sin or suffering. And that's exactly what God is preparing for you.
That's right. So heaven is better than earth. Sometimes I think we think, oh, earth is so wonderful, all the great food, the beautiful sunsets, God's creation. That's all true. But heaven is not a pale version of earth. It's actually the other way around. Heaven is the real thing, and we don't stay in heaven forever. God promises a resurrection of our body and a new earth. A new earth where we'll live in real houses and do real things and go and maybe sit in a restaurant and have a meal or play a fun game or listen to great music. Right, Randy?
Exactly. And I think this is where we forget that God actually made us to be human and that he has a plan. You know, Garden of Eden, think about it. So God puts the first man and woman in the Garden of Eden, and if sin hadn't come into the world, that's where they would have had their children and raised their children. That's where civilization would have begun and then spread out across the earth, and as he commanded them to be fruitful and multiply, have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and all. If sin had not come into the world, imagine what the world would be like. Mm. Well, that's exactly what the new earth will be, except it will actually be better because of the redemptive work of Christ of coming into a world with all of the sin and suffering, going to the cross, paying for our sins, offering us eternal life. And then that eternal life will be all the better because we will understand his love and his grace and all of those things, some of his attributes in ways that we otherwise could never have understood them. So the ultimate is that the earth itself will be Eden magnified. Hmm. That's what the new earth will be. Hmm. So Satan didn't derail God's plan and make it like, oh, okay, Satan messed everything up, and God's plan was for righteous humanity to rule the earth to the glory of God, but that now is never going to happen. On the contrary, it's going to happen in greater and more wonderful ways, and we will live on the earth that God made for us forever, but a redeemed version, and we will be a redeemed version of our old selves without the sin, without any desire to sin. We won't sin, and we won't want to sin, and we won't want to sin.
Okay. Very true. You know, I love that phrase you use, Randy, Eden magnified. And this is the hope that every believer has who has put their faith in Jesus Christ,